Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Remember the Brandon Graham Show coming up at 6. You can join us here for it. Then the Players Lounge with Ike and Hugh and Elliot Shore Parks at 7 here at Chickies and Pete's. So the one sort of there were two questionable coaching calls to me yesterday. One was the pass on 2nd and 6 where they ran that bootleg and Jalen got sacked.
Out to the left.
Yeah, out to the left. Yeah. That was a weird one to me. But how they handled the end of the first half was pretty strange. So here's what Nick Sirianni said after the game about how they handled that situation.
Hey, we knew that could be tough, right?
Nope. You don't.
Yep.
All right. Well, here's what happened. Let's just talk about it anyway. So it's the end of the first half. There's 22 seconds left, and they have the opportunity there to call timeout, try for another 10 or 15-yard play, try to get in field goal range and kick a field goal. Mm-hmm. Instead, they let the clock run all the way down to 5 seconds, call the timeout there, and then a failed Hail Mary attempt.
Yeah.
It was really strange. And Nick's answer after the game was something like, we had to make a plan for what we were going to do early, and he just sort of like double-talked through the entire thing. Jalen's also not like the best. He takes a while to wind up. He doesn't have the biggest arm in the whole world, and we don't even get the attempt off there. I can't figure out why a Hail Mary attempt is better than a 48-year-old field goal, even into the wind, which they were.
Yeah.
You know, it just didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, it's to me, technically or theoretically, not a better situation. I certainly would have liked to have seen them move with a little bit of urgency and try to get closer and then do the field goal, but here's what I think happened. They just didn't have an answer right there. And they decided, you know what? Let the clock run down and we'll take one shot. They really didn't know what to do right there.
They don't have a 12-yard pass.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing. I mean, right? Like, that's the only thing I could come up with as far as an answer, because if they were anticipating this or had another play that they could get to, I would have to believe they would have moved with a little bit more urgency.
Right, and get back to the line, run the play, and then call the timeout. Yeah. It's just the entire thing is just pretty strange to me. And now
I agree.
And I understand why you want to run it all the way down, because if you don't get it, the last thing you want to do is give the Rams, you know, time if you have to kick it to them. All right, 215. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, here's the other thing with that play, though. You leave him open to taking a hit, which he actually took a hit.
Right,
on the
right,
plate.
Right.
Like, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
I didn't understand any of it. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Israel in Southwest Philly, you're on WIP.
What's happening? Top of the move, man. Top of the move. Hey, listen, it's a beautiful day to be a Philadelphian. It's a beautiful day to be a Philadelphian. The last time I called, I promised Big Ike that Jalen Hurts wasn't going to regress. And that was against the Washington game where, I won't say his name, but number 16, he fumbled. And I never called back. I felt kind of embarrassed because I promised Ike. But I'm here to I promised Spike. I said Ike. But I'm here to speak to Spike about my quarterback. And every time I get to chime in every time I get to listen in when I'm coming home from work, I hear Ike always talking about my leader. Mm-hmm. And I think my leader, you know what I'm saying, audible out of Kellen Moore's play call, and that was a touchdown for Saquon. You know, so all the things that the Jalen this, the Jalen that, my quarterback does what he needs to do to win. You know, so I just wanted to say that.
Well, here's the thing, though. I'm going to point out both. I'm going to point out both things. I'm not going to overlook the things that were negative plays that hurt the team that could have also put you in position to score points. I can commend him for those things that he does well. Hold on. I can commend him for those things that he does well, like checking out of plays that lead to positives and all those things as well. I mean, he's not doing charity work. He's getting paid a lot of money to do those things, but which means that when things don't go well or things he contribute to that are negative, I'm going to point those things out too. Like it comes with the position. He's no different than a Josh Allen, a Lamar Jackson, a Jared Goff, or any other quarterback. When you get to this point, your game is going to be heavily scrutinized. I'm sorry. It's a part of the game.
Hey, Spike, this was a miscommunication. This was meant for Ike. I mean, it was meant for Howard Eskin's son.
Okay, all right, Israel.
Okay, and, well,
all
right. Damn,
hang
a big
on.
Difference between
hang on,
me and
hang
Spike.
On, hang on. So the reason you want it for me is because Ike gave you an answer you don't like, and
no,
you wanted
no,
to
no,
call.
No,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no. You wanted me, so I'm going to talk. All right. So here I am. So I just got off saying I thought he played pretty well yesterday, though he had a few negative plays. If you are going to throw a parade because he checked out of a play, then we're also going to acknowledge he took two sacks that dropped him out of field goal range, took a safety that cost us 2 points, and gave the ball back to the other team. All those things happened. And I know this is your leader, or whatever you want to call him. And by the way, there are a lot of leaders on this team. And I think if you took a vote for all the players, I'm not sure that Jalen would be the number one leader on the team. But I said I did not kill him one time today for how he played yesterday. But for somebody like you, you're not going to be happy until I never criticize him at all. Here's the truth. The last quarterback in town got criticized all the time. Carson Wentz got criticized all the time. The quarterback before him got criticized all the time. The quarterback, Nick Foles and Michael Vick, also got criticized. The quarterback before him got criticized all the time. Donovan McNabb. That's what happens when you're quarterback in Philadelphia. And the truth is, if you're going to say it, quarterbacks are wins are a quarterback stat, and he's going to get all the credit when they win, then when they lose or when he doesn't play well, he gets that as well. But that's not going to make you happy. You're only gonna be happy if I only point out that he checked out of a play and give him credit for Saquon's touchdown, but you're not gonna be happy if I mention the fact that he cost him points in three separate times when he should have gotten rid of the ball and he didn't.
So Spike, let's address that, because if you go back and then you watch the film, which I watched the game, Kenny Gainwell.
I watched the game too.
He misses assignment blocks. That's Kenny Gainwell on the last two sacks. So, again, when you have a hurt quarterback with a leg, yes, he's going to get that safety. But if you go back and watch, Kenny Gainwell missed his last two assignment blocks. That's how Jalen.
Well, I know you're a big film guy, Israel, but if you watch the film again, he had an outlet right in front of him. Dallas Goedert was a hot route right in front of him. He was open the entire time. And when you're on your two-yard line, just get rid of the ball instead of surveying the field. Now, this is classic. Because this this is classic, Israel, because the Jalen community of people always want to put his errors on somebody else. It's Kellen Moore's fault. It's Kenny Gainwell's fault. It's Lane Johnson's fault. It's Cam Jurgens' fault. It's always somebody else's fault. I'm not doing this today. This is not a Jalen show. He is part of the team. He made bad plays and good plays yesterday. So all of them can be discussed, but he is capable of making bad plays. Holy moly. And then Ike answered you and gave you the answer that you didn't want, that he deserves to be criticized sometimes. You just didn't want to hear it. You just completely dismissed what he said. Oh, I'm not talking to you. Like, what are we doing here? Stop it. Grow up. Be an adult. All right. Paint your face green and white like an adult. Paint an E on your chest like an adult. All right. Nick Sirianni speaks next. You get to hear the whole thing as well as your calls. 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. You can watch every Eagles game here at Chickies online at chickiesandpete's.com. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly, the crowd enjoying the many men. Enjoy all of the Eagles' upcoming playoff action. Hopefully two more games at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of the Eagles, online, chickiesandpetes.com. Remember, Nick Sirianni's press conference coming up in moments. The coach's press conference is sponsored by PDQ Signature Systems. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS system. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Visit PDQPOS.com. All right, Lawrence. In Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Lawrence?
Come on, Larry.
Lawrence.
Come on, Larry.
Buzz for the life of me. Seth in media, you're on WIP.
Man, you know I'm ready.
Yeah, you're always ready. It's
yes.
All we needed.
Yeah.
Get us back on track.
I'm on my way back from Massachusetts. That's a drive. That dude's going to Westchester. I've driven further to pick up a sandwich. Come on.
Yeah.
Need a break.
It was a joke. Come on.
Kidding me? Westchester.
Man up.
It's a fine town.
Mr. Westchester right here.
Well, truthfully, we could walk to Westchester in less time than it takes you to drive to Massachusetts. So.
Yeah. All right. So, you guys are all on point, right? Ike put it really eloquently earlier when he said that this could have been a blessing in disguise, right? Little tweak on the knee, nothing too bad, but enough to hamper him where it forces him to have to think a little bit more with his arm rather than think he can bail himself out with his legs. I think the problem that we're going to see in this – let me get back to the offense first before I touch on the defense. The offense – The biggest problem I had in that game was actually probably was the play calling. I don't know for the life of me why you don't hand the ball off to Saquon again. Instead, you run that bootleg and get him hit. You know, I mean, he's already hurt. You know, it just didn't make any sense to me. When he takes that sack, or he takes the sack in the end zone there and gives up a safety, those are 2 points. And I'm not trying to bail out Jake Elliott, but if he doesn't take that safety there, missing those 2 extra points isn't quite as big of a deal.
You know, they don't call it a difficult point. They call it an extra point. It's like a free throw, man. You know,
I know, and that's fair. I'm grasping at straws with Jake because I feel bad for him because I think it's a mechanics thing with him. But he did pop three of the field goals when we needed him. But you can't miss extra points. I mean, I know it was in the snow or whatever, but still, the safety was a problem for me. So on the defense, I think this is where we pose a big problem for Washington. I like the matchup. Is anytime the Rams, I don't know if you guys noticed this, they were double-teaming Jalen Carter. Anytime they decided to not double-team him, they just you're basically giving up the quarterback. It's a hurry. It's a hit. It's a sack. I mean, it's unbelievable that when you put two guys – on that dude, all it does is slow him down at best, you know?
And so. We'll come back to you, Seth. Here is Nick Sirianni.
Hey, Nick. On those two long Saquon runs yesterday, it looked like Jalen made some checks at the line. How much does he have on him in those situations, and how much has he grown in that part of his game?
Yeah, I think he's been phenomenal at that part of the game, being able to get us in and out of plays and in and out versus different looks. I think that's pretty that's obviously super important for your quarterback to be able to do that. And Jalen, you know, really does a great job of thinking and doing the things he needs to do to get us in and out of plays at the line of scrimmage. And so it starts with him. It starts with him and Cam kind of putting everybody on the same page. And then it goes down to the efforts of everybody else, to make those long runs happen. I think what you saw on those was excellent blocking up front and displacement up front by our offensive line, but also, you know, you got really good efforts on those two long runs also from receivers blocking. AJ on the second one had a really good block, and then AJ and Smitty on the first one had great blocks. I think the way I kind of said it in our, you know, in our team meeting today, Smitty had, you know, on the first one, AJ gets a block on the nickel, and then Smitty has kind of a textbook stock block. Like if you were in receiver school 101, you would use that clip of Smitty on the stock block for the touchdown, you know. And what I mean by that is, like, stock blocking, there's an art and a technique to it. You have to kind of break down and not get locked up with the defensive back too soon, because if you get locked up with the defensive back too soon, he'll shed you. But Smitty kept space, and then when he felt the ball getting up on him, he locked on and made the play. And so efforts by everybody to make that thing go. You know, obviously that yardage goes to Saquon, and, you know, he's phenomenal, as we've all seen. But it truly takes everybody, and it starts with Jalen to get us in and out of the right play.
We'll go to Jeff and then Ruben.
Hey, Nick. Jalen Carter gets a lot of attention for his athleticism and his brute strength, but what can you tell us about his football IQ?
Yeah, his football IQ and instincts are very high. He just has a feel for, I think he has a knack to be able to get the ball out. He's done that a couple times this year. And hitting the right spot of the football when he's getting the ball out. He has an ability to field double teams and be able to beat double teams, as you saw yesterday. His football IQ is very, very high. And it takes more than talent to be a really good player in this league. It just does, right? And talent's the starting point. You need to have talent to be a great player. But there's other things that go along with it. And football IQ and football instincts are, you know, high, high up on that list. And he has those, you know, doing the right things off the field and making sure your body's in shape and you weigh the right thing. Like I talked about yesterday, he's done that to elevate his play, and just loving football, which he obviously loves football because he works at it so hard. And so all those things are why the talent, the football IQ, the love for football, the toughness that he has, being in great shape are all the reasons why you're continuing to see him raise his level of play.
We'll go to Ruben and then Brooks.
Hey, Nick. It seems like whatever is going on with the offense, Dallas Goedert always shows up, clutch catches. Obviously, I guess 7 games this year, he didn't have him. Just how big has he been these last 2 games? I think he's got 8 catches on 8 targets. And what does he mean to this offense?
Yeah, he has a knack to make plays in big moments, that's for sure. I think back to the games that, and he makes these really big splash plays too, like where sometimes they're not even for a lot of yards, but it's just so energetic. The physicality that he brings to it is huge. He runs a route yesterday on that 30-plus gain where Jalen throws, we had great protection on the play. Jalen puts a good throw on him. But Dallas did such a good job of getting open on that route against man coverage. It was a really great route and just a defined route. Got into it, stuck the defensive back the opposite way, put a seed of doubt in his mind, and then continued on. And so, and then there's all the things that he does in the run game for us, which – it is so important, having to hold down the C-gap on the back side or on the front side against, guys that are huge players on the other team. And so I can't say enough about what he brings to this football team. And you're right, Ruby, he has a ability to make plays in big moments. And, I think that just speaks to how calm, cool, and confident he is. When you're confident in yourself in those moments, you shine in those moments, and he's been really good. He had a great game yesterday, run game and pass game, and he's just been playing good football.
We'll go to Brooks and then John.
Hey, Nick, you guys have performed well against the blitz all season until struggling a bit yesterday. Were the checkdowns where you wanted them to be?
I'm sorry, Brooks?
Were the checkdowns where you wanted to be? Against the blitz yesterday, or what went into some of the problems you guys had, do you think?
Checkdowns, sometimes when you're in a 6-man protection and they blitz, you lose your back, so you lose some ability sometimes for your back in the checkdown. Now, there's different ways you kind of scheme things up to make sure you're holding underneath defenders to hit things over top or vice versa. Guys were in the right spots where they needed to be yesterday. Sometimes you lose the checkdown, though. Sometimes they cover the checkdown and something opens up over top. I mean, there's all different sorts of things there as far as that goes, but it's never just one thing when it doesn't go right against the blitz, and it's never just one thing when it does go right against the blitz. And so, sometimes you lose that back when they bring the guy that he's responsible for in protection.
We'll go to John and then Ed.
Hey, Nick. Wanted to talk to you about the offensive line as a group. I think everybody knows Saquon's having a historic season. I've heard some comparisons over the past week or so with this offensive line. Do you think they're having an historic season?
Yeah, they're playing. Obviously, anytime you run for that many yards, of course, that you know they're the guys that make it go up front. And Saquon's phenomenal, but he can't be great without the greatness of others. And I love that about the offensive line, the selflessness. You know, they don't score touchdowns, right? Sometimes on offensive line, the stats that you keep on offensive line are how many pressures you gave up and how many sacks you gave up. So, like, those are the stats that we all know as an offensive lineman. So it's like sometimes you only get focused on for the negative thing. But I love offensive line. I've always loved offensive linemen because of that selflessness that they have. They're protectors, right? They are there to protect and serve other people. Like, that is like the best thing you can say about a human being, is that you want to do well for yourself to do well for others. And that's, I just see the selflessness of the group. Obviously, we're highly talented there, and really we have really good players and stout coaches his butt off to get them to perform at a high level. And I see them as having a historic season with the way they've been, you know, being able to send three guys to the, you know, to the Pro Bowl, having two guys on All Pro team, and that's a result of just, you know, all the hard work that they do. And I love when they get recognized, because, again, like I said, sometimes you don't get recognized for that. And I was able to go to Jason Kelsey's show the other day, and it was, what an awesome experience that was. I thought it was phenomenal. And they had a conversation. I don't know if you guys saw it, but they had a conversation on there. Like, why do we give an offensive MVP, a defensive MVP, you know, player of the year, but we don't give the offensive line award. And I'm like, man, and I think that was Andrew Whitworth who said that. I don't remember who said that. I'm like, man, they should do that. What a great idea that is. I know who my vote would be for if that happened. If they gave me a vote, there's a reason they don't give coaches votes. I'd vote for Lane for sure. And then I'd probably vote for if I had three votes, I'd vote for all our guys. So that's probably why they don't allow us as coaches to have votes on the Pro Bowl for our own team, or All Pro or anything like that. Just to answer your question, I think they're having a great season, and we want to continue that.
We'll go to Ed and then Bob.
Yeah, hi, Nick. Just to ask you about Jalen Carter and Nolan Smith. We talk a lot about them, but, you know, we saw pretty big plays from Mauro Ajomo yesterday and Jalix Hunt sacking Stafford. Just their development, it seems they get better each game.
Yeah, can't say enough about those two guys. I think Jalix, I want to talk about Nolan and Jalen for a second, because when you said that about those two in the same sentence, I think you saw something yesterday of how good they worked a stunt together. And that doesn't just happen, because they spent a lot of time doing that together, Nolan and Jalen. You know, so I you appreciate the time they spent together in college working those different games and the connection and that they have together to be able to work that. But then answering your question, Jalix on his sack, I just thought he gave relentless effort. I think he really has taken to that. He's been giving us a lot of good reps, Jalix. And he started off as a really good special teams player for us because of his motor and how hard he goes. And I can't say enough about guys that play. I'd love to just sit here and talk about how hard Jalix plays I could talk about it forever and keep giving you play examples. But he has this relentless effort to the football and relentless effort to beat blocks and relentless effort to tackle. And that's what was a result of yesterday. We had a good match in the secondary on that play. And Jalix just continued to hustle. There was a play that, Stafford had to extend a little bit more, and Jalix just continued his approach and finally got to him. With Morrow, Yeah, it was exciting that, you know, we see him in practice, you know, all the time, just giving great looks when he is on scout team, but all, you know, in practice when he's, you know, with on the defense. I'm thinking back to last year of how many good looks he gave us on the scout team, of, you know, how he can rush the passer and everything.
Did we lose the station, or are we on the air right now?
Okay. All right, we're on the air.
We're on the air.
Nick dropped.
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. What the hell is he going to say? We're back.
Okay.
Yeah, what the hell is he going to say anyway? I mean, really, at the end of the day, we're back.
All right.
215-592-9494. Lawrence in Philly, you're on WIP.
Yeah, what's up, Ike and Spike? How y'all guys doing? That's man, Nick. That guy can talk, man.
Oh, boy. That press conference would go on 6 hours if they let him do it.
I would listen to him, man. I don't care how many hours. I still listen to Nick, man, because he's a great guy, man.
He is. And he's a great coach.
Love this is a redemption game for Jalen Hurts. And this is if we get past the Commanders, it's a redemption game for Nick Sirianni, man. Think about it, man. And think about the parades and everything, man. The bridge in 2022. And, man, everything was locked down, man. Think about it, man. This is the course that we're on, man. Because Jalen Hurts, this guy, I used to be a defender at Hurts, man. But he had too many offensive coordinators, and he didn't take what they was teaching him, man. And you think he would be better. But he's still the same dude, man. So this is all about Saquon Barkley, man. He's going to take us to the promised land, man. He's going to take us to the promised land because Jalen Hurts can't take us to the promised land, man, without Saquon Barkley.
Well,
That's the bottom line, man.
Saquon Barkley is not going to win the MVP this year, but
he is as valuable.
He's as valuable as any player in the National Football League. Yes. And not only that, he's as valuable. I mean, I guess you have to take the NBA out of it because of what one player could do. But as long as I've been watching football, mm-hmm. I'm not sure like that a couple of Peyton Manning years, given how much he has an effect on the offense. But this is as good an offensive season and as important as offensive season as I have seen since I've been watching football. Yep.
And I agree with you, Spike.
All right. But
I want to say this, Spike, in closing, right?
Yeah.
That this man is setting records, man,
mm-hmm.
in the playoffs, man. 200 yards, man. Respectfully, man, it's taking Philadelphia to a place where we can have a claim. Conversations
I think Sirianni.
I'm reading Martin Luther King day to day, man.
Yeah. Is that what he's doing?
Yeah, man. That's what we're
doing. Is Sirianni still talking? Can we go back?
What do you say? He used to be our enemy.
Who?
But now he's our friend, Saquon Barkley.
Oh, I thought you meant. Yes. Okay.
Okay, good.
See what I'm saying? I'm just flipping it just a little bit, man. Just a little bit, man. I love you guys, man.
Love you too.
Love you too, brother.
The wisdom I gave y'all, man, that y'all can figure wisdom. About it. Like, yo, what this dude talking about?
Let us marinate on that for a little bit.
Yeah, that's what happens when you listen to Nick Sirianni for too long.
Start zoning out.
Yeah. Thank you, Lawrence. You know, Ike, Jack.
Yes.
Sure.
When you go to play a football game in elements, like you did yesterday, mm-hmm. like the cold.
You need a little help,
right? Maybe you need different cleats. Right? Oh, yeah. Maybe you need long sleeves or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so you need a little help to perform. And if you need a little help to perform in the bedroom, you got to go Blue Chew.
Only place to go.
Yeah.
Blue Chew's the way to help you perform in the bedroom. And look, do players, is there any shame in longer cleats, you know, when the field is messy? Of course not.
Helps you perform better.
Because at the end of the day, you want to win the game.
Yeah, a little hand warmer action.
Yeah, win the game in the bedroom with Blue Chew.
Just be like Jalen and just win.
Just win. The same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin. But here is the best part. Since Blue Chew is all online, There's no, like, weird doctor appointments. You just meet with one of their online, you know, professionals. Yeah. There's no weird waiting in the pharmacy in line with some old lady who's going to ask you questions about, you know, why you're in line. None of that. You just go on the website, fill out the form, meet with – they figure out which one of those ingredients is best for you. You get that discreet package in the mail.
Yeah.
And then you're top performer in the bedroom. Your your lady's going to thank you.
Or, listen, or you can be a bottom performer. Either way works for me.
Whoa.
Just got to do what you got to do. And in weather like this, come on, man. We're trying to get closer to each other.
That's right.
You said bottom performer.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Well, you know.
MVP.
I'm giving you
I'm giving you the MVP of the Blue Chew partnership so far. I agree.
I agree.
You work with one of their licensed medical providers online, and then they find the right ingredient for you, the right strength for your prescription, they send it to you. And here's the other thing. It's Blue Chew. So it's not a pill. You just chew it up and swallow it. So at a moment's notice, you could get, I said, you get that text message on the way home. Maybe the dinner is going a little bit better than you thought it was going to go.
Yeah.
You turn around, you chew it up, you swallow it. Good to go.
I'm talking about 30 minutes or less.
For what?
That thing kicking in.
Oh, yeah. You kidding me?
Yeah.
And you're ready for action.
That's what I'm talking about.
Now, here's the best part of it. Free. F-R-E-E. You can try Blue Chew for free. No questions asked. What you do is you go to bluechew.com, you consult with the licensed medical provider, and you get your first month for free. Yeah. What harm is it? Absolutely nothing. So go to bluechew.com and...
chew it to do it.
There you go.
A little uncomfortable with a family sitting right in front of me.
Yeah, they can barely hear you.
Thank
God. I disagree.
Oh, really?
Mom turned right around.
Yes.
I was like, oh, I'm sorry.
Maybe she wants the website.
Yes. Well, just saying. Dad came back. And,
right on
and
time.
He missed out on the whole damn read.
Well, yeah.
It's for you.
Give him a little piece of paper with the website.
Just chew it.
All right. 215-592-9049. Yeah.
Quick piece of breaking news. Ben Johnson officially hired by the Bears.
Oh, wow. That was quick.
Yeah. So he's a big loss for the Lions.
How many interviews did the Bears do? Just wasting people's time.
Yeah, knowing that they were going to hire him.
They interviewed Eddie George yesterday. Eddie George.
Just wasting everybody's time, man. You knew damn well you were hiring Ben Johnson as soon as they lost.
Well, and because it was so weird, Brady on the call on Saturday, because the Raiders are trying to hire him, he couldn't say his name. So he didn't say Ben Johnson the entire time.
Oh, because he's an owner.
Because he's the owner. So he had no problem saying Aaron Glenn because he wasn't interviewing Aaron Glenn.
Ah.
But he could not say Ben Johnson. So he was like giving all credit to Dan Campbell.
Well, that's a weird thing to have to call the game and not say the name of the offensive coordinator that everybody's talking about. You know, for the Lions, I'm not going to cry in my pillow about the Lions, but you wonder – I mean, you talked about it, Ike, when you talked about 22 and a potential missed opportunity for us. They were in the championship game last year. This year they're 15-2, and I know they had a lot of injuries, but there's only so many chances you're going to get where the league breaks in a way where you are. I mean, they were the best team in the NFC all year with the best record, and they're in the show. You never know when you're going to get back.
And we're not out of it.
Right.
We're in the NFC Championship game. This isn't the goal. We're not the Washington Commanders where they already have a successful season. All this is gravy for them. This is the first year of their new regime. Like, we will have been in the Super Bowl, hopefully, two out of the last 3 years, right?
Right.
And you got to win this thing.
Right.
Like, as Eagles fans, we talk about how great Saquon is and his defense and how young they are. You don't know what the future holds. You don't know if everybody's going to be healthy when you get to this point of the season again. So you have to take advantage. And we actually have the championship game at home. We thought we were going to have to go on the road and beat the Detroit Lions in Detroit to get to the Super Bowl, right? We were preparing ourselves mentally. We convinced ourselves we could go to Detroit and win the game, which, by the way, Washington going there to win,
we could have
gone there to win. But now we don't have to travel. We're at home. We have to take advantage of this year. We do as an organization.
Well, and to that end, you had mentioned if – Washington beats Detroit, the Rams might as well not get off the plane, right? Yesterday, you know, things broke right for us yesterday, because the Rams showed up.
See, that's that surf side on Saturday night. I had the surf side going, and was feeling good.
Yeah.
I was feeling pretty good.
So you were?
Night.
Hard not to.
The Rams showed up.
The game was harder than I thought it was.
She wouldn't do it.
The Rams showed up to win that game yesterday.
Yes.
That was not a team that was worried about the elements. It wasn't a team that was happy with – they were on a short week traveling West Coast to East Coast in the snow, and they were almost there. I mean, they were a pass away from winning the
Super Bowl. Yes. It wasn't until the final play that we could exhale and celebrate.
So having opportunities like this, this is an opportunity right here. I mean, this is an opportunity. The Eagles are the favorites to win the Super Bowl.
The favorites now. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And they cannot lose Sunday.
Well,
they can't lose.
For a number of reasons.
But it's like the Super Bowl is,
it's there for us.
Yes.
I actually think Buffalo would be a harder team than Kansas City.
Really?
Yeah. I think Josh Allen and that offense is dangerous right now, whether it's through the air or on the ground. He's a huge part of their running game. With Patrick Mahomes, to beat Kansas City is more or less you have to play mistake-free football, right?
Which we can do.
That's how – it reminds me of the way the Patriots used to be. Like, the Patriots would wait for you to make a mistake and capitalize on that mistake. And they would win close games. Adam Vinatieri kicked the game-winning field goal. Tom Brady late in the game. He needs a drive. No problem with doing it. That's how Kansas City is right now. They understand all game situations. Patrick Mahomes doesn't flinch. Andy Reid seems to have the time management thing figured out. And they make you play perfect football against them. I mean, you could say Houston outplayed them Saturday. They certainly outgained them from a yardage standpoint.
By the way, Buffalo, in a similar way, I mean, we talk about the interceptions that Jalen has avoided this year. Josh Allen has not turned the ball over at all. And the reason they win that game on Sunday night, at the end of the day, is because Baltimore turned the ball over twice, and the Bills did not.
Yep.
And that was the difference in the game. Really, you could point to those the drop and the fumble, but really, the end of the day, if they don't turn those, they so, those are two tough teams.
Oh yeah, no doubt, no doubt about it.
215-592-9494. Ryan in Houston, you're on WIP. What's up, Ryan?
What's up, fellas? How are you guys?
What's up, Ryan?
What's up, Ryan?
Hey, before you throw the hate, because I am in Houston, I'm actually a Philly native. So I've stayed true. I'm down here working, but I can't wait to get back to Philly. We're going to the Super Bowl this year. I guarantee it. Because I see the heart of this team. However, they've given us all a bunch of heart attacks, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the way I mean, that's what it is, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I had to literally walk around and go pace during the middle of the game last night. My wife was like, don't have a heart attack. Don't have a heart attack.
Yeah, I mean, I think all of us. And when Nacua caught that ball at the 13-yard line or 10-yard line, I was sure we were going to lose. I mean, I started doing the thing with just let him score so we have a minute and a half.
Yeah, let him score right now so we can get back down the field.
Right.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, that was a – that was a tough game yesterday. And it was a big win. It was a tough win, but that was a tough game. That was not I love watching football. I did not enjoy watching that game at all, save for the two Saquon touchdowns. Most of it, I hated every moment of it.
My hyperventilation started when Elliott missed that first kick, and I was like, oh no, here we go again. I understand it's pressure. It's a hard game. It's a big game. But I tell you what, a win's a win. We're going to take it. And the Commanders are a different team than we played the first time. And they'll probably be very similar to the second time. They only beat us by 3 points with our backup.
Well, I think we only beat them by three.
Yeah. And they.
What did we beat them by? What was the score of that game?
Eight. We beat them by eight the first game.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Ryan.
I know it was a one-score game.
This is a good team coming in here.
They're not afraid of us.
Yeah, no, not at all. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. All right, another question. Here we go, Ike. Which Elliot do you trust more, especially after yesterday, Jake Elliott or Elliott Shore Parks? What do you think the response is?
Jake Elliott.
You want to give me a percentage?
I'm going to go Jake Elliott 65%.
68. Good call.
Unreal.
Good
call. Unreal.
Well, you know, Elliott.
What poll can he win? What poll could I make that Elliott Shore Parks can win?
None.
One against me or Giglio.
Yes,
I think that's probably the only one. Big V and Mount Laurel, you're on WIP.
Yo, man. Elliott can't win, man.
Yeah.
Poor fella.
It's over. Stick a fork in him. He's done, bro. Ike.
Yes.
I got to hand it to you, man. I was saying what you were saying, that Washington was going to do us a favor, and they did, brother.
Mm-hmm. They did.
Well, as long as the Eagles win on Sunday.
Oh, no. Definitely going to win on Sunday, but definitely the Super Bowl. You know, and I got to say, my favorite moment was seeing it, and then they replayed it. When, before Barkley broke that touchdown, Jalen checked down, and he was about to make an audible. He looked at Barkley. Barkley looked at him, and he just kept with the play. And Barkley ended up scoring, man. That was a precious moment.
Barkley was actually asking if he was on the right side of Jalen. He answered that afterwards.
Yeah, well, he looked like, you know.
That doesn't sound as good.
Nah, yeah, I know it's not as fun, but it's not exactly what happened.
Yeah, thanks, Spike. I mean, you're the guy that goes around and tell all the kids there's no Santa Claus, aren't you?
Whoa!
You're the one that said that. There is a Santa Claus.
Spike told the teachers at the end of the class that homework wasn't collected.
But listen, man, this is definitely our year. In fact, this is the year that we're going to show everybody the new football dynasty. Because, like I said, the beginning of the season, all roads to the Super Bowl come to Philly. And, by the way, any of you Commando fans going to come in the parking lot and talk some smack, I'm going to warn you. Be careful in South Philly, okay? That's all I'm going to say.
Well, you remember what happened with Mike Scott.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to let you guys go. Great show, man. Love you all. Take care.
Appreciate
it,
brother.
Big V. Now, Big V mentioned Commando.
Yeah.
Jack had an idea before the show.
Yeah.
Going Commando?
I say, to beat the Commanders, we ask Philadelphia to go Commando.
Not this week.
Yep.
Yep. Even in the cold.
Even in the cold.
I was going to say maybe in July, but not this week.
I'll be able to hide from the zipper if it's this cold. It's not going to be a problem for me.
I was in the pool.
Yeah.
Y'all are nuts.
Come on, man. Take Commando. And then on Friday, Buzz is checking everyone
to make sure that they're going Commando.
Yeah, how are you guys going to make sure this
Inspector
happens?
Buzz.
Inspector Buzz.
Yeah.
Making sure everyone's Commando.
Yeah, but wherever we are, Buzz is going to walk around and make sure. Don't worry, he can look in the back. Just make sure there's not a waistband in there.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Anthony in Southwest Philly, you're on WIP.
Spike, what's up, man?
Oh, boy, me
what's
again.
What's up, man?
Yeah, I didn't say, I just said the name. I'll get to you a little bit later. No. I just wanted to thank you, man, because when I cannot remember this guy's name that picks up the phone and he says every time, hey, what do you want to say?
Buzz.
That's Buzz, Dan Wilson.
Okay, Buzz, there you go.
Yep.
Yeah, I joke on him every time I call. I'm like, do you practice that line, man? But here's the thing. Spike, you on point today, man. You got to your point about how you felt about Jalen, and you moved on. Because you didn't think he had a terrible game yesterday. You didn't think it was great, but you didn't think it was terrible. That's great radio, man. I think, listen, to me, I'm one of those, you guys know I'm a Jalen guy. I like Jalen Hurts a lot. I love the dude. I think he's everything that the city of Philadelphia needs on this football team. That'd be frustrating at times, of course. But I think when you talk about the Jalen Hurts people, Spike, right? Like, so I was listening to you talk to the one guy earlier. You got a little frustrated with the caller, and you got a little sensitive on the call and stuff like that. It's all good. But I think what people, when they call into the show, right? So you guys, every week, and this is not me picking on the show. This is just being real. Every week when we win games, we've lost one game since September, and that was the one game that Jalen Hurts got knocked out of, right? Every week, you guys get to come on and talk about what the quarterback is not doing, what he's not doing. This is the show that you're running, so you get to do that. I think the fans have the same right, though, to call in and rip on y'all for ripping on the quarterback when they are Jalen Hurts supporters. So I think it should go both ways. I don't think you should be upset when fans call in. And
Anthony, all due respect, I don't need your report card is what I don't need. I'm happy to take it. I'm happy to take it. I'm happy to take it. But here were our show topics last week were have the Eagles gotten too conservative? Is Nick Sirianni a great coach? Where do the Eagles rank in terms of Super Bowl contenders? And then what is your confidence level against the Rams? Those were the topics last week. None of those were Jalen focused.
Well, especially how soft we've been on Jalen. He didn't play very well yesterday. He didn't play very well against the Packers. I get they're winning games, but he's along for the ride rather than being the reason they're here.
Well, those two games, did you guys hear me? I just called in and said, I think because y'all haven't been ripping on them today. What are we talking about here?
Well, because you know what we're doing. All right. Thank you, Anthony. Great call. I just want to talk about the football game and playing football. That's okay, it. That's what I want to talk about.
Like, all I'm saying to you is I said one thing, and then I'm going to get to my point. Is that okay?
Just – okay, sure. Whatever you want, buddy.
Okay. So here's my point. The game yesterday I thought was great for this reason. I don't think we could have won that kind of game earlier in the year. When you look at the Atlanta game, and I'm talking about the defense, I thought the defense had a really, really good game yesterday, even though I thought CJ gave up a touchdown that I thought he could have maybe stopped. I thought he had a hell of a game. Slay had a hell of a game. I thought that he gave up the same kind of touchdown on the other side of the field that CJ gave up. But ultimately, they made a play, some plays at the end of the game that I think if they make those same plays in the Atlanta game earlier this year, we win that game. So that's the only point I wanted to make. I ain't calling to argue with you today, Spike, man.
All right. I love you, Anthony.
I'll argue with him.
Too, man.
I don't want to argue on a Monday after a win in the playoffs. Thank you, Ant.
They're trying to get you right, man. They're trying to get you right.
Here's how you have to talk about the quarterback of the Eagles, so I don't personally get offended.
What do they call this? They call it
intervention?
No, a town hall meeting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like a town hall
meeting. State of the Union?
Yeah, they're trying to get you right, Spike. They're trying to, you know, it's like you got to hear the community speak.
Yes. You know, what we're going to lead off the show with tomorrow is wasn't that a great check to a different play.
Yep.
On that one
he's
time
the only,
that lined
he's
up.
He's the only quarterback that does it.
All right. 215.
Sarcasm does not help.
Yeah, no one's being sarcastic here. 215. Canton. I want them to reserve an entire wing in Canton for that check just to explain what happened. All right. 215-592-9494. Don McNabb next.
Five.
Who's he rooting for?
Yeah. I think it's us, but we'll find out for sure. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.